Hello.
Hey, Elena, it's Garrett. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for calling back.
No, it's
Okay.
okay. Yeah.
So, Joe, that's a kind of weird situation with these people,
Yeah,
because I'm
online
nervous.
retail stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like what they really wanna buy it from us.
They're just trying to justify it. So here's the thing. At the end of the day, if you see something online that is cheaper than what I can provide it for, and again, I'm not the cheapest in the industry, but I know I'm very competitive. If it's outrageously cheaper, it's because it's outrageously inferior. Okay, it's like I said in my email, it's goods that have been overlooked, goods that have been picked over, and what's worse is it's actually vendors that probably call for your business that are listing goods against you. So Blue Nile doesn't own any of their inventory. It's listing for vendors. We don't list our goods on Blue Nile, but other vendors do. And that's selling directly from wholesale to the public. And nothing makes my blood boil more than that, because that's why you have that cheaper price. However, usually that cheaper diamond is a bait and switch. It's not available. And if it is available, you're buying it and you're stuck with it. There is no lifetime trade. There is no servicing. It's literally, here's your diamond, leave me alone. And typically
But
speaking, the
actually, excuse me what I interrupt you, but it's on the Blue Nile there, like you can read that on their pages what they offer the same lifetime trade up.
it's not, though. They don't do a dollar for dollar. Blue
Okay.
Nile trade. I'll look it up here in a second. But they also have a terrible return policy. So, like, again, what was their budget? Because I have a 301 GVS1 ready for you, which is per your request. Excellent, excellent. None. It's 48,000. I also have coming back to me that 3-carat HVS2 for 43. So what's their budget? They found something cheaper online. It's probably 30 grand. It's probably brown, green, or milky. But they, you know, what did they tell you their budget was?
So, story. This is a couple. It's two doctors. They're making really good money in California. It's probably their income around 1 mil per year.
Okay.
They are not about budget people. They're about whatever. He told me this Saturday what they just bought a new Porsche. And I'm asking him how much is your budget. He's just like, well, you understand, it's not about budget. We just like you, blah, 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 want to buy from you, but why? And he's asking me all those questions. So it's not about budget
Well,
again.
that's
It's
good.
about all these questions about if we're gonna have some deal and why I need to explain to him why my price is different from Blue Nile. And I told him, okay, let's have a seat, open a Blue Nile, and just like have a look on the first couple pages. It's all these cheap stones. And after you're gonna go more deeper, it's more and more expensive everything. He's just like, but yeah, but why? So
Right.
I told him what I told. I will repeat him everything what you sent me, like email. And
Yeah.
he asked me what he's gonna buy, and I told, oh, maybe we can offer you, I don't know, if you go with him, I should ask you how much, little bit percentage of discount you can give it to me. Because I told, oh, I'm gonna call with my suppliers, I'm sure they're gonna go, like, give you a little bit discount, we will be fine, don't worry about that.
Well,
But
here I'm looking
he's
at.
asking me,
Oh, go ahead.
wait a second, they paid already for the cap of the engagement ring.
Right.
And he paid deposit for the ring because we start casting the ring. And I told him, okay, let's do that. We start like production of your ring. And if you're just like next week, we're going to have a meeting and I bring a couple of options from my supplier and I explain everything to you. And if you like it, you buy from me. If you don't like it, you go buy from Blue Nile and I'm mounting this on your ring.
Oh.
You know, this is kind of situation what is going on right now. So what he asked, how I explained to you in the mail, three options, two, three options. You know, first they picked one, already one stone, 3.01. It was, I don't remember from my head, HVS1, right? Something like that. So they picked already this one, and they would like to see a couple of this not perfect, like how you explain what is Blue Nile sailing, like milky or brownish or whatever. And if I can explain to him, like Blue Nile sailing milky and not very symmetric, very blah, 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 but this one we sell a little bit more expensive, but that's why we have this price. And to explain again the difference between those two, three stones, then you're going to buy.
Right. So I'm looking at Blue Nile's inventory for 3-carat and above GVS quality goods, right? And, yeah, there's a bunch on here that are cheaper that you can get for, but I'm already looking at them. And, again, they are yellow. They're not accurately graded. And the swing is insane. Like, yeah, the cheapest one on here that is supposedly the same cost is $35,000. But then the most expensive is $54,000, right?
Yeah.
So, but they're the same grade. And I'm even looking at that $54,000 diamond, and it's got dead center black inclusions. So, you know, it can be surmised that he should not buy online. He should only buy from you because we're actually providing him a vetted quality product. You buy something online, you don't know what it looks like, you're going to swipe your card, and you're stuck with it, right? They do say, I'm trying to find, like, any sort of trade, but I've heard nightmares of people trying to actually send a diamond back. I mean, you're working with vendors now. You're not working with Blue Nile. Blue Nile is just a listing service, right? So this is the Blue Nile inventory is literally the bottom of the barrel inventory, which is why it's the cheapest. And they're going to get confused because, well, why does GIA say that this is a GVS one and Blue Nile says that this is a GVS one? That's because it's an opinion, and an opinion can be purchased.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say just that too. Listen, it just because it says GIA doesn't mean it's completely accurate. You still need a panel of people to confirm, like, all right, this is GIA, it's a strong G. That's why you're paid to do what you do. That's why I'm paid to do what I do. Because I look at a diamond and I can go, I disagree. The H has a yellow body to it. That F, it looks milky. You know, I'm going to tell you that so I don't send you junky diamonds. If Blue Nile provided perfect quality material, I'd be out of a job.
Yeah, I am agree with you, kind of, yes. But everything what you told me right now, please, can you send me email with all of that?
I've already emailed you. With
you did this. Yes.
I've emailed you. And again, Elaine, I'm going to tell you something, though. If you have any doubt in what I'm saying, you will lose the customer and they will buy online. You have to tell them with conviction because you have to believe it. I'm looking at a bunch of stuff right now, VS2s that shouldn't be VS2s, Fs that shouldn't be Fs. There is massive corruption in our industry like there has been for years. And the only reason why we can do what we do is because we're honest and we represent our goods accordingly. The cheapest 3-carat HVS emerald cut on Blue Nile, luckily they used it is a JSI2 all day.
Wow.
Looking at it, it's awful. It has dead center black. It's going to be eye visible. What I'm providing is actually reflected in the grade that it's been given. Because I wouldn't buy a diamond that has a weak grade. You understand? Like, I wouldn't buy it if it wasn't what it reported to be. I wouldn't put that in my inventory because I couldn't sell it. You know, and I'm looking at these others. They have massive bow ties or the windowing. The makes are bad. There's a million reasons. So review that email I sent you, though, and if it doesn't make sense, when are you thinking, will they come in on Wednesday?
Yeah, they should come this Tuesday, Wednesday. So I'm closed Monday. So
Yeah. Okay.
So probably, but you told me what it could be really hard for you if you have one day. But
right. If an extra day is all that matters, because I have a 301 GVS one. That HVS one that they picked out is not available. It's out showing. Now, the 301 GVS one, it's $1,000 more, but the make is just as nice. Was there a reason why they picked that HVS one? Was it just a dollar amount?
No, I don't know. They're just like randomly picking up for different options. I don't know.
Okay, so it sounds like I can provide any option. All right, so 301 GVS1 I'm going to send you is 48,000. It's excellent, excellent, no fluorescence. Beautiful diamond. I have another carat, or a 301 that'll be here tomorrow. It's an HVS2 for $5,000 less. Excellent, excellent.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Okay.
So you'll have those two. I don't have a third Blue Nile. I don't have a shit option to send. We're just going to have to show them diamonds on Blue Nile so that you can show them, look, see all these inclusions, see all the, you know what I mean? It's a waste of shipping, and I don't own a diamond that is inaccurately graded.
Okay, got it. And also,
yeah.
Let me check. Hey, I send you email before you ship me all these options because I need another one. So it's I need from you for that ring. Oh, let me remember. I need my laptop.
You can review and email me back.
I need for the same people. I need one round, 1.25 carat or something. Let me send you email like in 30 minutes, okay?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, send me an email. What is it for? What's the round for?
Because we're building for them that three stone ring.
Oh, wow.
So middle one will be emerald, and once you have one, one carat, 1.25.
She already has a one carat that she wants to use as a
guide. Yeah, so we need another one. So, but you need to remind me to go through the email. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me know. Let me know what you need. I'll include it with the emeralds. Okay.
Okay.
Round should be easy.
Yes, I know. Okay.
All right.
And also, like in this week, we need to I figured out about all the slabs and tennis bracelets, what we're going to do with them. But anyway, let's talk tomorrow or Wednesday, okay?
Yeah, we'll handle this first. Let me know what round you need.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Elena.
Thank you, bye.
All right, bye-bye.